Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Paxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. Sorry about my voice. It's recovering from a few days of ministering, but we're going to go ahead and do what the Lord has said anyway. This 15-minute segment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in what God is saying to you, and how we walk and maneuver for His glory. And He wants glory out of us. So everything that we do is for His glory. We've been in the book of Proverbs, or going back to the book of Proverbs, and we're going to deal with now the wisdom for emotional well-being. And Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And this life that we're talking about is the essence of what God wants us to live, how He wants us to live, and how He wants us to walk in wisdom so that we're able to handle the things that happens in our lives. Life itself can be a roller coaster. Sometimes it's up and down. Sometimes we face things. And as we know in the book of Proverbs, the beginning of it, it says that King Solomon, who gets and receives God's wisdom, says, "I want you to be able to learn how to be skillful and how to act in every situation." And we know that there have been situations in our lives that we have not known how to act wisely in every situation. We have not known how to respond, how to say the right words, have the right attitude in every situation. So as we study book, we're learning, gleaning from God's wisdom that He allows Solomon to write out. And as we apply this word, live this word, just like the word of God is a well of living water, wisdom, as the Proverbs has said, will be a well of water, living water, that's going to spring up in us when we need it the most, so that we can act in a way that it's becoming, act in a way that pleases God, act in a way that He always has seen, always glorify. We understand to be flowing through us in a way that someone can get what they need from us and never look at us or see us in a light that is unbecoming. So as we apply and live in the word of wisdom and not in a selfish content, not in a way that pleases ourselves, we'll always be able to display God and display His wisdom, His character, along with His word, His attributes, His truth, His spirit, His love, His kindness, everything He is. So wisdom is going to help us. The emotions basically are delicate. They're a delicate piece of our lives. We are emotional. God made us to be emotional. But we need to learn how to not allow our emotions to control us. God created us to have emotions so that we can enjoy and respond to the world around us. And those are good things. But we cannot live in a realm where we're always responding to emotional roller coaster that leads us into a place where we're not displaying God. God wants us to know how to speak words of wisdom, how to build people up around us. Proverbs 15, verses 7 through 12 lets us know, so the lips of the wise spread knowledge. Not so with the heart of fools. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayers of the upright please Him. The Lord detests the ways of the wicked, but He loves those who pursue righteousness. Esteem, discipline awaits him who lives that path. He who hates correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more the heart of men? A mocker resents correction, but he who consults the wise, but he will not consult the wise. Okay, so the mouth of God loves wise people. The mouth of God speaks wisdom. The mouth of God wants us to have that righteous wisdom that is able to help someone else. So to speak wisdom, you must be wise in the word of God. And you can become wise by reading the Bible daily, by digging in the Word of God, by learning God, the attitude of God, learning how God wants us to respond in every situation, and let God be the solution that arises up in us. Our words, from our prayers, what we train our mouth to speak, these are the things that will come out of us, that will flow out of us. Proverbs 6:2 says, trapped by what you say, ensnared by the words of your mouth. And this is something we don't want. This is something we do not want. Proverbs always also lets us know that the wise man listens, but a fool opens up his mouth and everybody knows that they are a fool. So we don't want our words to ensnare us. We want to be wise, and we don't want to be in a pious wisdom, but we want it to be in a righteous, godly wisdom. What we say oftentimes comes to pass. So we want words that speak life, words that speak truth, words that speak to solutions to problems, words that give direction, words that cause people to walk in peace and not confusion. So we want to be in that light. We want to be in that realm. We want to be in that place where we understand that. Job 32:25 says, what I fear has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. So we want to be able to speak words that bring what we need and not something that we fear. That's all the time I have for today. I actually won't be on tomorrow, but I'm going to try to sneak in a broadcast on Friday to make up for tomorrow. I have an appointment. But in all of this, I pray that you're getting something, you're gaining something, and that you're becoming wise. Have a blessed day. Have a wonderful day, and walk in the wisdom of God.